been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is December the 10th, 2020, and you're listening to the Best Stocks Now radio show with your host, Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we had a pretty good sell-off yesterday in a lot of the high-flying stocks. They were overdue for that. There's been a lot of movement in the more speculative stocks here recently. Today we started off pretty badly in the NASDAQ, but NASDAQ, last I looked, had just gone positive. Right now the Dow's down 51. It was below 30,000. Now it's back above it. Like I say, maybe that's our new support level on the Dow, our new floor. The Dow is at 30,011 right now, toying with that 30,000 level. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, has gone positive. It was down 75 points at one point this morning, and now it's positive by 24 points to 12,363. You know, it's just been my observation that every sell-off in the NASDAQ over the last 12 years has been a buying opportunity. And as I summed up yesterday's action in the market, I had some worried people. They're so spoiled they can't take one day down in the market anymore. Well, Gunderson, what are we going to do? I said, well, it just looks like a normal round of profit taking to me. I mean, a five-hour sell-off does not a new trend make or a trend reversal make. What do we got on the small caps? They're up a point right now. Crude oil, good day for crude. Look at that, up $1.19 to $46.71. Gold, good day for gold. It's up $15 per ounce, $18.53. Silver's up 40 cents. The gold bug's happy. The 10-year yield, pretty flat today, 0.93. And last but not least, Bitcoin down $209 per coin to $18,126. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, some of the issues we'll address today. What was yesterday's sell-off in the NASDAQ all about? What was it down, like 250 points? We also had a big, huge IPO yesterday. We have another giant IPO today. And I've got three hot biotechs making significant headway in different areas of the medical arena. So a lot of good stuff to talk about here today. Yesterday's sell-off, let's begin there. You know, like I say, people, we're getting a little spoiled. We've had so many, the preponderance of days since March, since late March, early April, have been up. And we get a down day like yesterday where the NASDAQ was down 250. And it was the high flyers that were clipped. Their wings were clipped a little bit. Where have the hot flyers been located recently? Well, green energy, electric vehicles, genomics stocks, the cloud, etc. And they got a little round of profit taking. And of course, the question arises, is this the beginning of a big correction in the market? Well, just from my point of view, I didn't see that yesterday. It takes more than a 5 or 6 hour sell-off in the speculative hot stocks in the NASDAQ that have kind of been the leadership here recently to make for a trend reversal. The overall trend of the NASDAQ continues to be a number two trend. That's up. And the Dow recently broke above 30,000. It's in a number two trend. The S&P recently hit new highs. It remains in a number two uptrend. So I think yesterday was much ado about nothing. You're going to have rounds of profit taking that take place from time to time. you have to endure it. And as I say, it's been my observation over the last 12 years that every sell-off in the NASDAQ over the last 12 years has been a buying opportunity, and you're seeing a little buying coming back into the NASDAQ today. So we'll take it for now that, you know, we had a little round of profit taking yesterday, nothing out of the ordinary. And I'll be digging back in here. I've already spent 4 hours on research this morning looking at stocks that are going public, stocks that are doing secondary offerings, new IPOs, companies that reported their earnings yesterday, upgrades, downgrades by the analyst. I actually added three or four to my potential buy list this morning. I had a very productive morning. There seems to be some activity going on in the financial sector. One specific area of the financial sector, and it's an area that also offers some pretty juicy dividends. So I'm circling a couple of stocks there today. And there's also been some pretty big breakthroughs in several biotechs. I'm circling some of those today. There seems to be very little progress in the way of the stimulus package. I'm really not. Maybe there will be a smallish one between now and January the 20th, which is Inauguration Day. But I think it's more than likely that we'll get it after Inauguration Day, and it will be larger than the one that's being discussed now. That's just my gut feel right now. The overnight market, foreign stocks, pretty flattish. Brexit talks drone on and on and on and on and on and on. I wonder if he's getting paid by the hour. Are the negotiators in Brexit getting paid by the hour? Because they've racked up thousands and thousands of hours since Brexit was passed by the voters in the UK. I doubt that Brexit would pass if they had the vote today. That's just my guess, but they just can't ever come to any kind of agreement with the European Union on all of that Brexit exit stuff, and it just goes on and on and on and on. The FDA advisory panel meets today. That's a big meeting. It's very big. We'll watch that for emergency authorization of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. And it doesn't seem that the UK allergic reactions by a few people will interfere at all with the approval. So it sounds like they're ready to ramp up and go and run with the Pfizer vaccine. But, of course, that's a big meeting taking place today. We've got... Also, we've got the ECB set to expand their massive stimulus program. Okay, so that's good news, I suppose, for the market. They want to extend their buyback, their bond buying program. They want to expand this massive stimulus program that's been in place in Europe now for a long, long time. And the main driver behind that is the pandemic. And they have announced that they will continue. They're poised to deliver another blast of monetary stimulus to carry the Eurozone out of the pandemic, adding 500 billion euros to the Pandemic Emergency Purchase Program, PEP. P-E-P-P. Now, we've got what in our, we have the payroll protection, PPP, they're adding an E. They want to pep things up over there, PEPP, extending it by at least 6 months to the end of 2021. Yesterday, the big IPO, what was the big IPO yesterday? DoorDash and D-O-O-R. DoorDash today is... let's see. No, it's not D-O-O-R, is it? I'll have to, it's probably Dash. Let me look at that one. There it is. It's Dash. Mrs. Dash. It is down 2.25% today. A lot of people calling that the most ridiculous valuation on an IPO this year. $57 billion delivering restaurant food to your door, mainly in the suburbs. Now, when we come back, there was another IPO yesterday that I alerted you to. Wow, did that thing blast off. That was in the digital advertising space. We'll check in on that one when we come back. And we'll check in on today's big IPO. This is one that's been in the wings for a long, long time. And it's finally going public today amidst the pandemic, which really doesn't help the business they're in. And then there's another one going public that could be a little bit interesting. We'll talk about this when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Welcome back here to the second quarter. Look at that. The NASDAQ getting some legs, up 54 points right now after being down some 75 here in the pre-market. The Dow, on the other hand, up 40 or down 45, but staying above 30,000, 30,024. And the S&P has gone positive, up a couple of points to 36.75. Okay, so yesterday the big IPO was DoorDash. I have never used DoorDash, I don't think. I think I've used Chick-fil-A's delivery service. I think they do it in-house. I don't think they farm it out to anybody. But I have never used DoorDash. That was a big one yesterday. And I mentioned one yesterday called PubMatic, P-U-B-M, which I've got on my watch list. It's pulling back today. It had a huge open yesterday. Now it's pulled back. It IPO'd at $20 per share. It's currently at $28, roughly. So it is up 40%. I like the sector that it's in, the digital advertising sector. But you know what? It's got to meet my criteria. I got it on my watch list, P-U-B-M. Today it's going to be Airbnb, one that's been out there for a long, long time. They've been wanting to go public. Of course, they have been hurt, obviously, by the pandemic. I'm sure that cost them quite a bit of valuation this year. But they're going public today at about $68 per share. This will be a big one. This is up there with the likes of Uber and other big ones. So we'll see. Airbnb going public today. Symbol A-B-N-B. Okay, another area of the market that I've been watching, there's been a recent SPAC SPAC on hydro farming. Farming indoors. Which, yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. I suppose it's less drought, more drought resistance. I suppose it's more bug, insect resistant. I have a little indoor garden of romaine lettuce. Yes, that's all I'm growing here at my house, romaine lettuce. I'll add in a little butter crunch lettuce and a little bit of kale that I grow under the lights. In my little storage room next to my office here. There's one going public today, Hydro Farm, H-Y-F-M. H-Y-F-M. We'll keep that one on our watch list. There was a big one that went public recently. I mean, they plan on massive indoor farms. All right, what else do we have? What don't we have today? Majority of work-from-homers don't want to go back to the office. How about you? Are you listening to me from your home office? in your pajamas drinking peppermint hot chocolate. I don't know. But it seems like a lot of people are getting used to working from home and not wanting to go back to the office. That's according to Pew Research. Well, that bodes well for some of these work-from-home stocks, right? And exercise from home, cook from home, order everything from home. The Pelotons of the world and the Zoom video and others like that. The majority of folks, there's also a clear class divide. 62% of workers with a bachelor's degree or more education said their work can be done from home, compared with only 23% of those without a four-year college. Well, I guess it's hard for a plumber to work from home or an electrician. And I guess a lot of it matters on what business, what industry, what your vocation and your skills are. Okay, one of the IP or one of the biotechs that I want to talk about, it was a hot one yesterday. I like to watch, you know, obviously, this is going to continue to be one of the most lucrative and fertile areas going forward for breakthroughs and innovation. Look at how fast this vaccine came about. But there are so many biotechs now working on so many different maladies that, you know, you have to really keep an eye on this because there's going to be some huge winners going forward. Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RCKT, out of New York, they had big positive data on Danone disease, D-A-N-O-N. I looked that up yesterday. It doesn't sound like a fun disease to get, but the stock was up 35% yesterday. It exploded to the upside. And what do they do when their stock explodes to the upside on good news? They go out to the market and do a secondary offering. That's pretty much par for the course because now there's some demand for their stock. They have something in the pipeline that looks pretty promising. So we'll keep our eye on Rocket Pharmaceutical, RCKT. Another one that had a very promising results is ALX Oncology. The symbol there is ALXO. ALX Oncology is exploding again to the upside. It's showing up on all my momentum screens, and it's showing up on the Daily Graphs, MarketSmith, Investor's Business Daily's momentum screens. It's a 97 relative strength. They have entered into a clinical trial collaboration agreement with Merck to use ALX-148 in combination with Keytruda to treat patients with head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. It was shown that patients treated with the combination of these two drugs had achieved a 40% objective response rate. How big is the market for head and neck cancer? It's expected to reach $4.5 billion by 2027. So here's one of the most explosive biotechs in the market right now, ALXO, showing up on my momentum screens, exploding higher today, again on huge volume, hitting a new all-time high. This company is headquartered in Burlingame, California, not too far from the Silicon Valley. They develop immuno-oncology therapies for the treatment of cancer, and they are on to something possibly here. And the third one before we go to break. No, I'll save that one for when we come back. This is a stock that is skyrocketing after reporting a statistically significant survival benefit in data from a breast cancer drug. That's also a very huge addressable market. We'll talk about that one when we come back. And then get into, some dividend payers in the second half of the show. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The Dow right now, down an even 100. Okay, it's gotten a little worse on the Dow. It is under 30,000, 20,970. We'll see. It's all about the close, don't forget. S&P is now down 6. So we have taken a little turn for the worse. The NASDAQ is up 35 right now to 12,375. Okay. Three more stocks showing up on my screens here. This one showed up yesterday. Immutep. Immutep. It's out of Australia, mate. It's having a big day. The symbol there is IMMP. IMMP. Let's look at a chart of that. Okay, well, let's come back to Earth a little bit. But it's still up 183% today. That's a pretty good move. I wish I would have picked some up yesterday, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Immutep skyrockets after reporting a statistically significant survival benefit in data from ongoing phase 2B AIPAC study evaluating its lead product candidate, Iftilagimod. Okay. When you use it in combination with paclitaxel chemotherapy in patients with metastatic breast cancer. The company says the results mark the first time an antigen-presenting cell activator has shown an overall survival benefit in a randomized setting in metastatic breast cancer patients known to be insensitive to immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy. All the scientists listening to my show are going, I knew it. I knew there was hope for immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy. Well, I don't understand all the verbiage and whatnot, but I do understand a stock that's up 183% today on 26,000 times normal volume. So we'll keep our eye on this one. Out of Australia, it's a $6 stock, $2.4 billion. Very speculative, but you know what? We're always pulling for companies that are on to something as big as this. Okay, another one. This one's been around. The genomics stocks have been red hot recently. They did have a round of profit-taking yesterday. But one of the big ones is Edit, E-D-I-T. The name of the company is Editas Medicine. And Edit is an appropriate symbol for them because what do? They edit your genes, okay? They develop treatments for patients with genetically defined diseases by correcting their disease-causing genes. Well, we've seen specials on 60 Minutes, you know, CRISPR, CRSP. Editas is out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. And it is now a $3.9 billion company. Why is it up 20% today? Why was it up huge yesterday? Well, they are showing promising preclinical data and successful development of large-scale manufacturing process for Edit 301. The company's gene editing treatment for sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia. Well, those are big, very big, large addressable markets, especially sickle cell anemia. And here you've got a major breakthrough on their novel approach to gene editing therapies to treat hemoglobinopathies. Edit. We'll keep our eye on that one. Sickle cell disease, an inherited blood disorder, impacts an estimated 100,000 people in the United States. It leads to polymerization of the sickle hemoglobin protein, which is inhibited by fetal hemoglobin. They say these findings are very encouraging and further support our novel approach to developing and manufacturing Edit 301 as a best-in-class and durable medicine for the potential treatment of sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia. Once again, the symbol there is EDIT. It's been going sideways for a long time, and all of a sudden they're on to something. And for the last 5 days, this stock has been taking off. Now, I did talk also recently about an ETF. There's a few of them, but the one that specifically comes to mind is an ARK ETF, A-R-K. They have some pretty good ETFs. I own several of them. But specifically the ARKG ETF, which is their genomics ETF. And there's a lot happening in the world of genomics. I talked about my visit to a company that kind of began all of this out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Probably I visited them 20 years ago, and they were just kind of on the cutting edge of being able to do genomic testing on you to see what kind of diseases that you might be prone to. So we'll continue to watch Edit, E-D-I-T. There's one more that has come to my attention here today, and it's also a recent IPO. They're in a completely different industry. They're in the artificial intelligence industry. Is artificial intelligence as good as real intelligence? I don't know. I mean, I can't tell the difference between artificial pineapple soda and the real deal. Maybe it is. AI is the symbol. That's an appropriate symbol, isn't it? This one went public very quietly underneath the radar. Not to me. I was on it, watched it go public at $42 per share yesterday. And it kind of was overshadowed by the fanfare surrounding the DoorDash. Okay, which is higher tech, delivering restaurant food to your door or artificial intelligence able to build, this company is able to build enterprise scale artificial intelligence applications for organizations in data intensive industries. Well, I'm thinking genomics would be one of those industries in the biotech industry. They're out of Redwood City, California. They went public at $42 per share yesterday. It's $114 per share today. Okay. That's almost a triple since going public. It's now a $12 billion company. Congratulations to AI. The name of the company, almost R2-D2, it's C3.AI Inc. Class A. All right. Put that one on the tip of your tongue. But we've got that one on our watch list, AI. Okay, so let's get back to some more boring stocks here. Amazon has become the world's largest corporate purchaser of renewable energy. Let's check in on Amazon. Believe it or not, the FANG stocks, which were leading the market for a long time, it seems like in the last several months, the more speculative wing of the market has kind of taken over the leadership. We've really seen a cooling off in the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, etc. Amazon has been in a sideways number one trend now, basically for the last several months. It's up $25 per share today. I'm not selling my Amazon. I'm just pointing out that it has kind of lost its leadership of the market. And have, you know, here's another thing. We've had domination by the mega cap stocks in the market for a long time, especially since February, since March of this year. And we've seen a little bit of a handing off of the baton from the mega caps on over to the small cap stocks. And I think COVID has a lot to do with that. A lot of these mega cap stocks benefited from COVID. Certainly Amazon did. And now that the vaccines are coming, possibly six different vaccines before we're all done, over, that's benefiting right now the smaller cap stocks. But suffice it to say, I still own my Amazon. And before we go to break, Starbucks impressed at an investor event yesterday. I wonder what they served. Folgers? Did they serve Folgers at their investor event? I doubt it. Starbucks breaking out to new all-time highs today. Somebody had an idea that's now a $123 billion cup of coffee. That's a lot of coffee beans. New high for Starbucks today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back with our featured stock of the day.
You gotta go where you wanna go and do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now radio hour. And in this final segment, I'm going to go with a stock I've never talked about here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour before. I don't think I have. Well, I like growth. I don't like static companies. The growth at this company, sales growth. We're focusing on sales growth here. Over the last four quarters, up 62%, up 57%, up 46%, up 52%. So four quarters in a row of plus 45% sales growth or better. Not just by contrast, here's IBM's last four quarters, 0%, minus 3, minus 5, minus 3. It's your choice. All right. IBM is a $112 billion company. This stock is now up to $50 billion since it went public in 2016 at $25 per share. Today it's $332 per share. I'm calling it a monster in the computer software enterprise arena. It's a little bit complicated to describe what they do. Any software developer would certainly understand, but their platform enables developers to quickly and easily embed communications into their software. This saves the developer time and money, allowing them to quickly and cost-effectively create new products. And as software continues to eat the world, I'm quoting a recent research report on the company, Twilio's platform should only become more relevant. Twilio is the name of the company. The symbol is T-W-L-O. Well, the valuation is obviously stretched right now because the earnings are just starting to kick in. In fact, I think this is going to be their, no, they've been profitable since 2018, but just barely. I mean, they're just barely eking out a small profit while they continue to grow their customer base at a just phenomenal rate. And I would think at some point down the road and in the not too far future, you're going to see the earnings growth start to really kick in. They have had a couple of big quarters. The last quarter, not this one, their earnings were up 200%. Their most recent quarter, their earnings were up 33%. I've got a price target on Twilio that's significantly higher than where it is today. Performance, Alpha, this is one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. Over the last 3 years, an investor in Twilio has received an annual return. There's no dividend here. I never got to the dividend stocks. Well, I did. Starbucks is a dividend payer. The annual return on Twilio has been 139% per year. The market's been 11.3 over the last 3 years. There's no guarantees going forwards. But the stock has been one of the biggest performers in the entire market over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, how well has the stock done? It's up 221%. How about that? That's more than a triple. Has the market tripled over the last 12 months? No. If we go back 12 months ago today, the market is up 16.9%. Twilio, T-W-L-O, is up 221% with no guarantees going forward, obviously. I have now, my database continues to grow by the day. In the beststocksnowapp.com database, we now have 5,556 stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds, and they all have an equal opportunity. Twilio is ranked number 94 out of 5,556. Now, if you just narrow down your search to large-cap growth stocks, if you narrowed your search to large-cap growth stocks, Twilio would rank very, very highly. And in our search, to put the very best players on the field at any given point in time, whatever they may be, from whatever sector they may come from, Twilio is a major player in the large cap growth arena. We therefore own a position in Twilio in our large cap growth, we call it premier growth portfolio, which is having another excellent year. We have two versions of this portfolio. We have one that is more of a buy and hold version where we really, really try to get long-term capital gains in non-IRA accounts. And we have another version which is a little tighter leash, a little more downside protection there, but you're more inclined to get short-term capital gains. That's probably more appropriate for IRAs, but they're both doing sensational. There's very little difference between the performance of the two this year. How well have they done? Well, you've got to get the newsletter to see that. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com. I meticulously manage these two portfolios along with about six others on a daily basis, every single day, checking on my patients to see how they're doing. And we're going to make Twilio, T-W-L-O, our featured stock of the day. Now, if you own IBM in your portfolio and your guy or gal says, yeah, you need to own IBM here, well, that's up to you. You know what? You got to go where you want to go. That's the way it is. We all have choices, our free agency in life. If you'd like to talk to one of my advisors, give us a call. We have a toll-free number nationwide, worldwide toll-free number, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Note the word best in our phone number because that's what we seek out. We don't make any guarantees, but that's what we seek out. The best players that we can put on the field at any given time in our various rosters of portfolios, all right? And Twilio we consider to be one of those stocks at the current time. And once again, if you want to check into this premier growth portfolio, GundersonCapital.com, check out our latest newsletter, or give us a call, put us to work for you. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.